Here we go.
Are you ready?
1, 2, 3.
Woo! Leanne Hanifin. Weekday mornings from 10 on 98FM.
We were out over the weekend at 3 Arena for Biggest Disco, where the greatest acts of the 90s and the noughties took to the stage. And for some reason, I was given a very prestigious honour of introducing two of those acts to stage. I'm still trying to get over it. One of the acts was none other than Alex Party. And our very own Showbiz Shannon got to have the chats with Alex Party backstage. And Shannon started by asking them if they knew Don't Give Me Your Life, their massive tune, was going to be such a hit.
No, 100% not. When I actually wrote the song, I actually hated it. Yeah, I did. I hated it. And I tried to change it quite a few times, but it just kept coming back to that same melody and the same music, same lyrics. But I think it was because at that time, that's kind of what I was going through, and I didn't want to kind of associate it. But, you know, a little manager listened to it, and she was like, oh, my God, this is a hit. And I was like, really? Really? She was like, yeah. So I went over to Italy, recorded it, come back, and it was like, oh, we were penciling to do a video. I'm like, what? What are you talking about? They was like, oh, yeah, it's gone into the dance in the official charts at 9. I said, shut to your face. Like, literally, no. She's like, yeah. And it's like, what? The ones like on Top of the Pops, like where Janet Jackson, Michael Jackson go? Yeah, the same one. I was like, wow. So, yeah. But I love it now. It's like 30 years on. Can you believe that? It's like older than you, right?
And believe it or not, the version you heard tonight was it's 30 years, like you said. This is the 30th edition, anniversary version we played there. Yeah? Which was, we done it with myself, Charlie Big, Shaney, and Love Foundation UK. And it's going really great at the moment. We've just had 1 million TikTok views. Yeah. With cool cuts for the last 4 weeks. And the streaming is looking really good at the moment. And we're just really... And the record's not even out yet. I think it went out Friday. It went to club on Friday. Today. Yeah, yesterday.
Give birth again.
Yeah, it gave birth yesterday, yeah. So, you know, we're really excited about it. It's looking good at the moment, you know. Come on, you lot. Come on, Abbott. Get streaming.
Congratulations, guys. That's amazing. And you said about TikTok. Like, TikTok was not around 30 years ago. So what's it like when your music is coming out now to the next generation?
Well, that is it.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy because you know what? You see people. We done a show the other day. Was it North Thornton Rocks? Thornton Rocks. And there was this little boy. So they had this big, massive queue. People coming to get an autograph picture. And this boy, he must have been about 7. He came up to me and he was like, oh, I really like your song. And like, I said, you weren't even a twinkle in your mum's eye. She probably was a teenager when this song was out. And he was like, but I really like it. And it's just like, it's really nuts because it's a mixed crowd because you have the older crowd and my age, I have to say. And then all the younger ones. It's just crazy that there's a lot of people that wasn't even born at that time and they love it. Yeah. So that's good.
They're going to start making TikTok dances.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's what we want them to do, start making TikTok dances. Yeah. But especially with this new version, you know, because we've adapted a new version to this kind of crowd now, do you know what I mean? And you see it went off out there. They love it, do you know what I mean? So hopefully what we're doing is looking at the next generation of Alex Partiers.
How can I not love it, guys? I think you're going to have to start off the TikTok dance, though, so it follows on. Do we have any moves?
I don't know about that. I've tried to get her to do dance moves.
No, listen, you cannot get this old bird here to be doing dance moves. I'm not Britney Spears. Yeah, it ain't gonna happen. I've tried.
It's not gonna happen. Trust me.
Stop making fetch happen. It's not gonna happen.
Exactly.
That's literally it, guys. Thank you so much for chatting to me.
Leanne Hanifin on 98 FM. The 98 FM Lowdown.
And our gal to do exactly that is Showbiz Shannon.
Woohoo! I'm still on a high from the weekend. Like, I can't come down.
Listen, Shannon was backstage at Biggest Disco at the Troy Arena, like, with interviews out the door.
Yeah, all the artists. I was very lucky.
They were all coming speaking to you.
I know.
Chats.
The crack was absolutely 90. I was like a Cheshire cat for the whole thing, just behind the camera, like, yeah.
Buzzing. Yeah, yes, yeah, I'm so happy to be here.
And you were on the stage, Leanne.
I know. I'm still fully trying to process that whole thing. It's only when I see photos or videos, I'm like, Does that happen?
Yeah.
Because I can't remember a single thing. I just blacked out when I was up there.
Yeah.
But listen, we did a stellar job. We had so much fun. And loads of entertainment to catch up on from the weekend.
Yes. So the 2025 Academy Museum Gala took place over the weekend. And stars like Hilary Duff, Olivia Rodrigo, Selena Gomez were in attendance looking absolutely stunning.
Mm-hmm.
The event honoured Bruce Springsteen, Penelope Cruz, Walter Salles and Bowen Yang to name a few. But who really had people talking was, drum roll,
who could it be?
Kim Kardashian.
Of course, it always is.
Did you see her outfit, Leanne?
Of course I've seen her outfit. It is all over the internet. Everybody is talking about this. Like, okay, Shannon, describe the outfit if someone who is listening right now has not seen it yet. If you haven't, by the way, go look at it on the internet because it's wild.
Yeah, so it's a whole nude dress and it like really clenches in at her rib cage and her rib cages are coming out and it's kind of just really trippy. But the thing that had heads turning was her whole face was just covered with nude fabric and then it was tucked inside like a 3-tier diamond necklace.
I was like, how is she walking around and how can she see out of that thing?
And how can she breathe? Apparently she had full makeup on underneath that as well.
Stop.
Why would you
go to the effort of sitting in a makeup chair for hours if it's not even going to be seen?
But then also when you take it off, is your makeup going to be absolutely ruined?
Melted. Like? Absolutely. The mascara would be down at your lips. The lipstick's up on your forehead.
Her head's in a full on bag. Like.
This is wild to me. Like, is this where fashion is nowadays?
Oh, I hope not, Leanne, because I am not going to be wearing a bag on my head anytime soon now.
Thank you. She looks like a rubber bandit.
She literally said it was a last minute decision as well. Like, she could have thought a bit harder.
Oh,
like.
Hardly. Now, you hear people going like, oh, you could look good in a black bag, you know.
Yeah.
Kim Kardashian has taken that literally.
Yeah.
Just a nude bag instead.
A nude bag. If you haven't seen it, please just go do yourself a favour. It'll give you a giggle and just let us know. Would you actually wear that out in public?
Yeah, 0877 98 98 98.
Next up in cute news, Callum Turner is opening up about how he met his fiance Dua Lipa. It was a very meet cute moment. Are we ready for this?
Okay. I'm ready.
He said, we sat next to each other and realized we were reading the same book, which is crazy. It's called Trust. So the name of the book is even cute.
Mm-hmm.
And I had just finished the first chapter and I told her and she looked at me and said, I just finished the first chapter too. So I said, so we're on the same page?
Oh, stop that. I don't know if I want to like cry because it's so cute or cringe because it is cringe.
Are you like gagging? You want to get sick?
I'm like, how? Like, what's the context? Where were they reading the book?
I don't know where they were reading the book, but the whole thing
was. That can't be true.
They were reading the same book and they finished the exact same chapter and then he said that cute thing. No, sorry, that is a really cute me cute and I want to see the film, okay?
It's straight out of a film. I don't believe it. It's fiction.
That's what he said. He also said about long distance relationships as well. He said like his motto is it's never too hard. Just go.
If it's
just
for the
just
right
make
person,
it work.
You'll make it work. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Cute or cringe, let us know.
No, I'm here for it. And then finally, Brandy has revealed why she walked off stage at her gig with Monica without singing this iconic song. Naturally, fans were concerned that she walked off, but of course they were frustrated as well because imagine like you're there to see that song.
Come on, really? You are. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Brandy has dropped a statement and she wrote, I sincerely apologise for the abrupt end to last night's performance in Chicago. After weeks of non-stop rehearsals, last night I experienced dehydration and feelings of wanting to faint. Everyone involved agreed that prioritising my well-being was of the most important.
Okay, well, you might be disappointed if you're there, but when you read a statement like that and you find out the actual information, you're like, fair enough, girl.
Yes.
You do you. You get better, okay?
And then Monica just took the show then herself.
She's probably enjoying that.
She probably was
staged
like,
herself.
She's like, grand, happy day. It's my time to shine.
Absolutely. A no better woman as well. Shelby Shannon, thank you for bringing us all the entertainment this morning on 98FM.
Leanne Hanifin on 98FM.
I'm going to need your take here to see if this is okay, because if you're a chocolate fan like me, well, this is a little bit staggering, okay? And it's also going to take a little bit of time to get used to, because two very popular chocolate treats, but they can no longer be described as chocolate. So you know a Club bar, right? And you know a Penguin bar. Great treats. Well, apparently, they have been downgraded to chocolate flavors. So they're not chocolate anymore, they're chocolate flavors. Now apparently this is because of the cocoa content in them. This new formula doesn't have enough cocoa to actually be defined as chocolate. I suppose because the cost of it and all that, you know. But then if you think like me, take a club bar for example. The slogan of a club bar is, if you like a lot of chocolate on your biscuit, join our club. So what's happened to that now? They've gone and retired the slogan. They have a new one. So club's new slogan has changed to, if you like a lot of biscuit in your break, join our club. Oh, it doesn't have the same ring to it. I think I'm a little bit disappointed in this, to be honest with you. Somebody else who I know is... is Garen Noon. Oh, he's definitely not happy. Take a listen to this.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought life was miserable enough. Apparently, I was wrong. Club and Penguin bars now have so little cocoa that they aren't legally a chocolate bar. They have to call them a chocolate flavour bar. Chocolate flavour. I feel sick. I'm furious. I never thought I'd see the day when chocolate would be reduced to some sort of a vibe. Need to go and lie down and have a little think.
Listen, I think he's expressing all of our true feelings in hearing this news this morning.
Leanne Hanifin, weekdays from 10 a.m. Yeah. on 98 FM.